Democracy requires citizen participation, citizen action every day of the year. You vote one day of the year, but you need to be a citizen, an active citizen, a participant, an organizer, a joiner of organizations, a petitioner, a protester. You need to do that every day of the year in order to have democracy.
Freedom!
When we have had the most democracy in this country, it's not when we've elected one president or another. We've had the most democracy in this country when we've had social movements of citizens changing the atmosphere in the country, crying out against injustice.
Democracy! Watch out! Freedom is my name!
The gay rights movement is an interesting example of all this. There's no support. Nothing from the top, no support from the Supreme Court, no support from Congress or the President. But by beginning to speak up, the gay people in this country, they came out of fear and seclusion and spoke up and got together and they raised their voices, and now they're a force in the country. People listen to them and more people are understanding and more people, you know, are sympathetic and less people are bigoted than before. And the same thing with the women's movement. People's movements are the closest thing we get to democracy. Under Lincoln's presidency, and while the Civil War is going on, presumably to lead to the freedom of black slaves, Indians in Colorado are slaughtered by the United States Army. Now, that's not a heritage to be proud of, and I think it's very good that today Indians, Native Americans all over this country, are raising their voices to remind us of that history and to declare that they are alive and that they, in their lives today, want to be treated like human beings.
Democracy. 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 Democrac